North Central. Basketball.
All right, we're going to have a chat to Tommy Greer just before we have a listen to Kirk Penny, of course, NBL commentator, former great player, of course. Last night, New Zealand needed a win, and they did it in very convincing style across the ditch, 119-93. That's a pretty good result, isn't it, Tommy? As you join us, you can score over 100 points. That's a fair night out.
Yeah, it is. And just a massive win for New Zealand. They'd lost a couple on the trot before that one, so... I mean, early on in the season, but if you're talking finals basketball, that was a must-win game for them against Adelaide.
And set the pace early. What, 19 up at half-time, which is always a hard deficit to overcome.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it just seemed like they turned a corner, the Breakers, in this game. But their offense was sort of struggling the couple of games before that. But there was just all on song the other night against the 36ers. They were up against it.
So in this very tight comp, Tommy, where it's tough to get a read. I mean, you know, we've seen Melbourne at their best, and then obviously we've seen their troubles. We'll talk about that. But this is, you know, it's a great competition where you've got to come and play your absolute best every night. Where do those two teams, New Zealand and Adelaide, sort of sit in the mix for you?
Oh, well, look, mate, I wish I could give you a clearer picture, but like you said, it's so hard to pick. I'm supposed to be one of the experts. I'm supposed to be able to pick this thing, and I'm not sure I got one right yet. So it's pretty tough to call. I think that, I think once Melbourne put it together, and we haven't seen it yet, but once they put it together, they're going to be pretty tough to beat, and I see them playing finals basketball this year. The 36ers have surprised me. At the start of the year, I had them pegged as potentially the worst team in the comp, and they've come out and taken a couple of big scalps early in the season. They got Melbourne once. They took care of Brisbane in an OT game up there. So Joey Wright's doing the best with the limited, I guess, sort of talent he's got over there in Adelaide. But I don't really see them playing any postseason basketball this year.
The other couple of games so far in the round, Illawarra 81, Perth 76. And, of course, we watched on Thursday night as Melbourne certainly were charging home but couldn't make up the ground on the Taipans, who were desperate for a win after three road trips.
Yeah, a little unfortunate situation there for Melbourne United coming up against Cairns. They were the only winless team in the competition before that one, and they've got an amazing home streak of home openers up there in Cairns. I think it's 16 home openers they've won in a row, so really tough to take care of Cairns at home. They were playing desperate basketball, and I think just a little unfortunate Melbourne to catch them at a bad time.
What about for United? You obviously watched them up close, Tommy. Are there some genuine concerns about what they can do, or is it just a little bit too early to tell?
Oh, look, I mean, there's always concerns. Like you said, it's a really tight competition. You can't afford to give away too many games early on in the season. So I think there definitely are some concerns. One of the big ones for me is the rebounding, which once again is an issue. It's been an issue over the last couple of years, and they brought in big Devin Williams to, I guess, fill that hole. And a couple of things, he hasn't been seeing many minutes, number one, and he hasn't been getting many rebounds. So so some questions I'm sure are going to start to be asked around that. And I think secondly, they've got so many stars, and I think it's just going to take them a minute to sort out, you know, what role everyone's playing, you know, what piece they play in the puzzle here. So hopefully they can sort that out sooner rather than later.
I think Chris Golding due back, is that the word, certainly for the next game, which I think is against the Breakers?
Yeah, look, I actually haven't heard whether he's due back or not, but first indications from the injury were this was the game he'd target. So hopefully we see him back on the track. Such a big piece for Melbourne United. Like, he clearly is their number one offensive threat, and you know, the best defender from the other team generally goes to him, which opens things up for their other stars like David Anderson and Ramon Moore and Cedric Jackson and all these others.
Talking to Tommy Greer, all things NBL. Of course, last night, a big win for New Zealand, 119-93 over Adelaide. Gee, what a cracker it promises to be today. The Kings going beautifully under Gaze. He's sitting top, and the Bullets, of course, under Andre Lamanis. That should be a beauty.
Oh, I can't wait for this one, actually. It's going to be an absolute ripper. Rematch of round one. I think Sydney did take the chocolates in that one. No, Brisbane took the chocolates in that one earlier on in the season. So a little bit of a redemption, possibly. And just there's a couple of storylines in this one that are crackers as well. You know, you've got Brad Newley coming up against Andre Lamanis, of course. Andre cut in the final cut before the Rio Olympics. So a little extra spice in that one for Brad Newley. And just the way the Kings are playing at the moment, it's just an incredible team to watch. So high-paced, like to put a lot of points on the board, so it should be entertaining.
Can they sustain it, Sydney?
I think they can. They've got that much talent up there. It's sort of similar to Melbourne United, except they've sort of bought into their roles a little bit quicker. I think they can sustain it. I'm really enjoying, this is, might sound like an odd thing to say, but really enjoying what I'm seeing from the Kings on social media. They all seem to look like they're having a good time.
Well,
seem like they're buying into Drewy's sort of, you know, happy, I don't know, relaxed sort of attitude. And I think when you've got stars like that, that's an important thing that obviously gets often gets overlooked. So I think the Drewy's bringing a little extra piece.
Yeah, no, I tell you what, we love the celebration. Just when they gather in the team huddle, it was caught on Instagram a couple of weeks ago, and Gaze, just with a couple of dance steps leading the way. Looks a bit awkward, but he's right in there. Got a good bond with his players.
Not only that, but he looks awkward in that suit as well. I'm used to seeing him in the trackies and a little polo top, so he's doing the best he can.
I reckon the tie might go at some stage. Thanks, Tommy. We'll talk soon.
Good on you, guys.